Hello and welcome to Godly Pearls. The title of today's episode is Staying Hot in a Cold World. What are you up to? I know it's not Robin's birthday nor is it your wedding anniversary, so, what are you celebrating? Fanny asked her friend, Trisha, who had invited her out for shopping. Well, you know it's been 5 years now since Robin accepted Jesus as his Lord and Savior. Our family has seen tremendous changes and we just wanted to do a little Thanksgiving at home, Trisha reminded Fanny about her husband. Oh, I remember Robin's miraculous turnaround. I am truly happy for your family, though I just wish Rex could return back to the Lord, Fanny replied with a solemn look. I understand, Fanny dear. You know Robin and I have been praying about your husband, Rex, Trisha reassured her friend. Rex has gone back to his old ways. Now, he tells lies, attends late-night parties with his friends and does other things I can't even mention. He wasn't like this when we lived in Denver County. As soon as we moved here and he noticed that some of the elders in our local church were secretly involved in all sorts of questionable conducts, he gradually lost his biblical conviction and joined them. He said the grace of God covered them. He has been given a prominent position in church too, so, he feels really comfortable with everything even though our family is at breaking point, Fanny lamented. I understand your pain. I am sure God is working out something beautiful for your family. He will restore joy and peace in your home. Just hold on dear, don't you give up now, Trisha replied, hugging her friend Fanny. The Bible warns us that in the last days, sinful activities will increase, such that we have never seen before. These are the days we live in. We live in the days when most sins are becoming legal and normalized, the days when the world embraces what God frowns at. Then many false prophets will rise up and deceive many. And because lawlessness will abound, the love of many will grow cold, Matthew 24 verses 11 and 12. Sadly, the church is not immune to this growing coldness. Believers are constantly questioning whether a sin is actually a sin. In the days of Paul, some people who professed to be Christians were indulging in worldly practices. It is actually reported that there is sexual immorality among you, and such sexual immorality as is not even named among the Gentiles that a man has his father's wife. And you are puffed up, and have not rather mourned, that he who has done this deed might be taken away from among you, 1 Corinthians 5 verses 1 and 2. Today, we are constantly looking for excuses to indulge in what the world permits. To overcome the spiritual coldness in our world today, we need to remain in tune with God. We need to keep our minds and hearts alive to His guidance and direction, through saturating our hearts with His Word and spending time in His presence. When we do this, we will be able to identify and overcome the deceit and tricks of false teachers. We should no longer be children, tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine, by the trickery of men. Ephesians 4 verse 14. We can stand with Daniel in Babylon, Joseph in Egypt, Samuel in Eli's house and a host of others whose convictions were deeply rooted, despite the prevailing sinfulness and corruption in their world. Let's not forget the timeless truth in Proverbs 1 verse 10, My son, if sinners entice you, do not consent. Thank you for listening. We hope you were blessed. Until next time, God bless you.